All right, about that mysterious trail of smoke or vapor off the California coast. It's today's talker because people are still talking about it 2 days later. Sure wish the Pentagon would talk more about it. We're not getting solid answers from there either. The whole thing has taken on sort of an Area 51, Bermuda Triangle, Loch Ness Monster kind of vibe. Dr. Michio Kaku is hot on the trail, though. He's a theoretical physicist, my old job, of course, professor, author, and guy who makes very complex scientific stuff easy to understand. Good to see you, Dr. Kaku.
Glad to be on the show.
All right, so, okay, we've heard missile launch, we've heard rocket, we've heard optical illusion, we've heard airplane. What are you sticking with at this point?
Well, it's not Superman. I think that there are two basic reasons for believing that it's an airplane contrail. First of all, the smoking gun is radar sightings. And if you analyze the radar images, you find no object that is moving like a missile. All you see are just airplanes in the area. But second of all, if you go to a frame-by-frame analysis of the trail itself, you realize that it's really an airplane. First of all, the object is not accelerating. Booster rockets accelerate up to 15,000 miles per hour. This thing is traveling at a constant velocity. And second of all, it's deviating in its trajectory slightly.
Rockets
can't do that.
So it's changing direction.
Rockets move in a straight line.
Right.
Yeah, so rockets move in a straight line, while airplanes, of course, can change maneuver. Also, if you're looking at the trajectory head-on, edge-on, something that looks like it's going vertically up could actually be going horizontally with this very small slope. And so it plays tricks on you. And then contrails expand very rapidly. So the base of the contrail looks like it's very close to you artificially. Actually, that object could be moving toward you rather than away from you. And that would put it in line with other airplanes that were in the area.
Interesting, because you bring up an interesting point from the way we would see it versus the way a pilot would see it. It would be completely different, right?
That's right. In fact, pilots who were interviewed said they saw nothing strange in the area. And how can that be? Because that trail is staring you in the face. However, looking at it from above, looking down, they would see an ordinary airplane flying horizontally, while we on the ground think that it's a missile flying vertically. So all the dots fit if you assume that it's an airplane rather than a missile.
Okay, now we're getting a number of other, obviously there's a lot of professionals weighing in on this. Okay, you're sticking to the airplane thought. Another expert that has been on a number of networks is saying it looks like possibly a test firing from a submarine.
Well, you have to realize that ICBM launches from Vandenberg usually go east to west. Now, there are polar orbits, but for the most part, we fire east to west with ballistic missiles.
Okay.
The trajectory of this object is different. The trajectory here seems to be coming toward you. It seems to be going east, which is opposite the direction of polar launches and also launches to Kwajalein in the Pacific Ocean that we fire our missiles at.
So, Dr. Kaku, if it was an airplane, though, wouldn't there be some sort of record of the fact that it's airborne? I mean, it had to launch from somewhere. It had to show up on some sort of a screen.
Yes, if you look at the blogs, people have been looking at different flights that go over L.A. from west to east, opposite the direction that it seems to be flying because of an optical illusion. And there is an airplane that is flying from Hawaii to Phoenix, traveling over Los Angeles in the correct direction. So there are candidates, there are prime candidates for that missing airplane that is causing this trail. And remember, the passengers on that airplane don't even know that it's creating this contrail. And so we have now, I think, the smoking gun.
Okay. Well, we're gonna pin it on you, Dr. Kaku. We're gonna see how this folds out. We're gonna have to get some answers at some point. Dr. Michio Kaku, so great to see you. It's always fun watching your show as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, time for you to weigh in. You don't have to be a theoretical physicist like Dr. Kaku to really have an opinion here. Tell me what you think at CNN.com/Kira. What's your theory? All right, let's travel cross country, shall we? First stop, Bluffton, Ohio. That's where a deer crashed and then trashed a neighborhood bar and grill. The chaotic scene was caught on tape and is quickly becoming quite the hit online. The nervous buck actually slipped and slid across the barroom floor before making its way out the kitchen door, left opened by a fleeing worker, by the way. Lucky nobody was hurt. Next stop, Plymouth Township, Michigan. Surveillance cameras rolling when a packet of red dye exploded as two robbers made their getaway. That pair held up a bank on Friday and are still on the run. Investigators say that even if they ditched their clothes, you can still recognize them. And finally, Portland, Oregon. Talk about life in a fishbowl. Kristen Noring is spending the entire month of November inside this glass-encased storefront. Her only contact with the outside world is through social networking. Now, Kristen Stay is part of an art and social media experiment called the Public Isolation Project.